We all know the big game can get pretty unpredictable, which is why you need a connection that is anything but to watch it. With the Xfinity 10G network, you get the reliable connection you need to stream your favorite sports, from football to football, everything in between. Catch it all on the network made for streaming. Treat yourself to front row seats to all the games and get way more into all the sports you're into when you stream on the next generation Xfinity 10G network.
Welcome to another episode of Kane Collects. As always, if you enjoyed the podcast, please, you know, other than subscribe and follow and download, you know, tell a friend, tell a family member. It helps the podcast out a lot. And also, I'm on all social medias, Instagram, Kane Collects, Facebook, Kane Collects, and YouTube, Kane Collects, K-H-A-N-G, Collects. And now I just want to get right to it and introduce my next guest here. Dennis Kimball, the owner of Avery Shoebox inside of Lansing Mall, up in Lansing. And also, he's put on what has pretty much, I'm pretty sure I don't have facts to back this up, but I think it's the biggest show, cart show in Michigan as of right now. And we'll get to that a little bit more. But Dennis, thanks for joining me.
Thank you. I appreciate the invite.
Yeah. Let's talk about your cart shop over in Lansing Mall. Let people know where it is and hours, operation, phone number, anything like that you'd like to let them know before we get started.
I'm open every day except for Tuesday. I'm there about 11 to 6:30 every day, Sunday until 5. And I'm always there looking to buy, sell, trade, whatever you got.
Yeah, and I've been to the shop. It's actually, you got a pretty large space. I mean, he's got cards, comics, and other things as well. So it's not just sports cards, right? I mean, and you're open to buying, of course.
Yep, I have 10 showcases of Pokemon, like 3 cases of Magic, comic books, Funkos, sports cards, all that kind of stuff.
So how long have you owned Avery Shoebox? And
About 2 years.
So, I mean, pretty new to this. How's it been so far owning a card shop over out in Lansing?
Oh, good. I've been in the game since, you know, 84. So, I just never had a shop before, but I've always done shows and online and that sort of stuff. So the shop is new to me, but I'm not new to the game.
Yeah, absolutely. You've been around for a while doing this through the, like you said, the early 80s through the junk wax era to now. I mean, so you've seen a lot happen in the hobby. What made you decide, you know what, a couple of years ago, I want to own a shop, or maybe you've always wanted to own a shop, but I guess what finally pushed you over the top and said, and you got one?
The opportunity presented itself at a time that I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do, whether I wanted to stay traveling, doing shows like Dallas and Houston, Nashville, that sort of stuff. But then I got my daughter full time. So, you know, it just makes sense to centralize myself in one area and focus on making the best shop and show that I can.
Yeah, I mean, it's always nice to know where, like, you're going to be, right? You know what I mean? Like, yep. you mentioned you travel, and if anyone that knows, and because a lot of people are just getting into the hobby post-pandemic, or they're just getting back into the hobby and been out of it for so long, like, card shows are not all over, just all over Michigan, but all over the country. And if you're really into it, I mean, you could find multiple card shows every weekend, even some during the week.
Yep, I have a couple buddies that, I mean, that's all they do is travel. You know, they do, you know, 40 national card shows every year, and they're always in an airport or at some show somewhere every weekend. So,
yeah. So I guess the opportunity found itself for you, and it worked out, like you said, you know, now able to have a home base. Let's get to the card show, because I've been to the card show a couple times now. And before I went to the first one this past summer, I was told, hey, this might be the best card show in Michigan. It's really big, and you got to go check it out if you have a chance. I'm in Metro Detroit, so it's about, you know, almost an hour and 45 minutes away or so, 2 hours, depending where you are.
Sure.
So it's a hike. So I'm like, yeah, you know, let me before. Yeah, I mean, you're telling me this might be the best one. You better be how many tables they got, things like that, because I'm going to make the drive. I want to be worth it, right? Not because I enjoy going to card shows every weekend. And like I mentioned in other podcasts, actually, Michigan, you're really lucky. I mean, you can find a card show, whether it's small or not, almost every weekend. And there's a lot of card shops and things like that. And sometimes they're hidden and you just got to look for them and find them. Cause I found many within my area alone, let alone outside the Tri-County area. So Lansing's not in the Metro Detroit area, but I decided to go out there. I saw it and I was like, wow, this is a lot of tables. There's a lot of dealers and there's Pokemon, there's baseball, you know, all the four sports, of course, soccer and all that. And I thought, oh, wow, this is really big. Is it because it's out in Lansing and you get like, you know, maybe the West Side and Central Michigan, things like that. Then I decided to go back again. And that's when I saw you again. I went back for my second show and I got even bigger, I thought. And it got to the point where I was like, I don't think I can keep going down here because this is getting too big almost. And I spent like many, like 3 hours there already. And I was able to chase you down and talk to you. And just let me know, like, let the people know how this came about. And is it getting bigger? How big is it going to be? I mean, for people that have never been to this show before, what can they expect and how did it come about?
Sure. I mean, every show we're anywhere between 160, 185 tables. And there's a certain, you know, parameter of space that I like to use, and I don't want to go over that amount. So I'll always be in somewhere in that range. And if you're new to the show, I mean, it doesn't really matter if you want to dig through dollar boxes, you want to go through the $5 value bins, or you want to come out and look for, you know, flawless and NT, you know, $2,000 cards. There's something in there for everybody. There's a big community of dealers that are there every month that look out for each other, that, you know, hey, well, I'm not interested in this, but so-and-so down there, you know, you want to go and check that guy out. He's the one in the hat. He buys Jalen Hurts or Tua or whoever it is. And there's a lot of the camaraderie from the other dealers and, you know, a sense of community, which I think is pretty great for the show.
So you speak of that sense of community and all these dealers, like, how are you able to, I mean, maybe because you've been in the hobby so long, I mean, you had a lot of contacts already. And did you know that there was this one need for a show out there? Cause I think they had a show before, I believe, but it wasn't as big as this.
No, my friend Bob started the show 6, 7, 8 years ago, and we were having lunch together and he talked about wanting to do it. And we started it out in his shop at the time that was maybe 10 tables or so. And we did that for a while and I was always a part of it. And then, you know, as he, you know, went around through his journey and decided that, you know, hey, look, I've taken this as far as I can go. I'm ready to, you know, stop and let you see what you can do with it. And that's when I took over and just kind of, you know, made some more phone calls, made some more connections, got a few more people in there. And then, you know, those people told other people and those people told other people. And, you know, here we are.
Nice. So, I mean, did you have a vision for what you wanted to look like or be, or is it just kind of happened organically and naturally, as you mentioned, just your friends started calling other people and things like that?
I have a vision. I'm not there yet. It's always a work in progress. You know, I'm very pleased with the show. I'm very pleased with the dealers. I'm pleased with the guests that come through, all the people that, you know, trust us, you know, for all their collectible needs. But I don't want to become stagnant. I always want to improve the show. We have new dealers every month, you know, inventory cycled through. You're not seeing the same stuff in the same cases every show. It's not stale, you know. There's always new stuff coming through.
Yeah, and like you mentioned, kind of something for everybody. I mean, that's what all collectors are looking for, because we're not all looking for the same things. And I love looking through the value boxes. I mean, some of the greatest joys I found actually at your last show. I found in like a quarter box, I put up a YouTube video about it, a $20 card. And it wasn't even about the fact that it was a $20 card. It was just like, it was a cool 90s insert that it was Marcus Camby, by the way. And it wasn't like some, you know, star or anything like that, but it was just like, wow. Even if that card would have been worth $5, Dennis, I would have been excited because I was, it's defined sometimes. And I walk around the show and I see $2,000 cards also. So there's something for everybody for sure. And I enjoy that part of it. It's just, and I like the fact that you're trying to get new dealers and things like that. How do you go about getting like, not necessarily like new dealers, but do you have new dealers asking for or contacting you, you know, trying to get into your show and things like that? How do you do that? And where do they come from? Is it all Michigan? Is it out of state?
No, I've had people from as far south as Atlanta come up to the show. My buddy Jason Gillespie from Sport Card Machines will be coming from Wisconsin this month. There's a ton of guys from Ohio, Detroit, Grand Rapids, Fort Wayne, Traverse City. So, you know, pretty much I'd say we hit consistently a 5 or 6 hour radius every month. And, you know, I've had a few guys from, you know, like Louisville area, things like that come and set up. But for the most part, I'd say we're probably Chicago to Cleveland and around.
What I like about that is dealers from other states or other areas bring different stuff, you know, like you don't just see, and I appreciate the, you know, local collectors, Pistons collectors, you know, Lions collectors, things like that. But yep. I don't want to go through like showcase after showcase seeing Hutchinson, you know what I mean? So yeah, I do want to see other players and things like that. So I do appreciate that.
And there's plenty of guys that, you know, they're all from different markets. You know, these guys want to buy Justin Fields, DJ Moore, whoever it is. And then the guys that come from Ohio, they're looking for Darius Garland, Miles Garrett, all that stuff. And it gives you an opportunity to move stuff that you normally wouldn't move at just a local show. And it gives you an opportunity to buy from those people that are coming from the other markets because they can't sell Hutchinson or Amon-Ra or Jameson Williams. And they want to move that stuff. They want to buy the stuff that you can't sell because nobody wants Deshaun Watson right now. And it makes it easier for everybody.
That's true. No one wants to touch Deshaun, and I no pun intended there, right? I mean,
right. Yeah.
But
I can think of at least 28 people that didn't want to touch
him, so. But you mentioned like you had a vision and things like that. You don't want to stay stagnant. Are you capping it about 200 tables for this show though? Like you don't want to, like, this is not like a show where you want.
I won't ever go over 200 unless I changed a venue. And I wouldn't say that I'll never do that, but for that show, for that location, I will never surpass 200 tables because it's just, I don't want it to be overwhelming for new people. I don't want it to be too much competition for all the other dealers. I like the community aspect and the small town feel of it, but it is a big show.
Yeah. And it's, there's good and there's bad with having a bigger show. I mean, if anyone's gone to like a local show, I mean, there may be 20, 30, maybe 40 tables. I don't know, you know, and it may be good enough, but this is like four to five times that. So if you've ever been to a bigger show, it could be a little overwhelming. Nothing is as overwhelming as what National was the last couple of years. And that's a different story in itself. And this is not supposed to be a national show anyways, but it is a big show. Is it going to be a monthly show? You said monthly. Is this consistently every month?
Yep. Every month. It's the fourth Saturday of every month. It's been that way for, you know, 3-4 years now, and it'll always be on the fourth Saturday unless for whatever reason it was Christmas or something. But fourth Saturday of every month, always free parking, always free admission, and there's plenty of room for everybody.
So I think this is new, but correct me if I'm wrong. You started having a trade night the night before.
Yep. We started that a few months ago, just to nothing crazy like Shipshawana, you know, where you got 800 people showing up to trade night. But for the local people, we do it in the food court, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 guys, you know, just trading some cards, eating some pizza, you know, talking sports, And that's how we like it. We're not gonna, you know, have people bring in, you know, 10 showcases worth of stuff setting up the night before. It's just a little trade night deals, you know, maybe work a little magic before the show, move a few things, pick up a few things. And it's been fun so far.
And that's usually the Friday night before the Saturday show, right?
Yep. 4:30 to 7:30 in the food court.
And then you have a Facebook page, Every Shoebox, if they want to check out, usually update people on, and if it's going to happen.
Yep, Every Shoebox on Facebook, Instagram, eBay, TikTok, all that stuff.
Okay. So you mentioned you do it at the food court, and obviously the show is in the mall. How's the mall been with this, and how receptive have they been? I mean, when you have conversations with them about it, how is your relationship? And I got to imagine they enjoy it because it brings so many people to the mall.
Absolutely. They're more than accommodating for whatever I need to make it happen. And, you know, they've been great. They're cool with the trade night. We got all that stuff worked out. And the day of the show, I mean, everybody knows what to expect now. A lot of the dealers are, you know, repeat dealers. They know where they're going. They know what they're doing, you know, what I expect. And everything's been great.
How's it keeping the dealers happy? I mean, you have a lot of dealers, a lot of tables there. I mean, did it ever get like, you know, where, hey, this is too much? Or has it everything been pretty smooth for the most part?
I've never really had any problems with any dealers. The only thing is, you know, they say, you know, well, put me in a good spot.
Yeah. Location, right?
Okay. Well, listen, if you put out the right stuff and you have the right price, they will find you. You know, it's a fact. It doesn't matter where you're at. I have, you know, regulars that they like to be up front. I have regulars that like to be in the middle. I have regulars that like to be down front. It doesn't matter. If you've got stuff and you're priced reasonable, you will sell. Period.
If someone listening wants to contact you for a table, how big is the table? How much does it cost? Or can you just tell them when they call you or visit your website?
Tables are 8 foot. Tables cost $50. And you can text me, message me, send me a, you know, message on Instagram, whatever it is, and we can definitely get you all set up.
It's doing real well. Obviously, you don't want to be stagnant and things like that. Have you ever, and I don't think you need it because it was busy. It's busy a couple times I've already gone there and everything like that. Have you ever thought about having a sign or anything like that? Or is that just too much of a distraction? Or is that just more than what you need right now?
I've had signers in the past. And what I don't like about it is I think it takes money out of the room for the people that pay to set up. You know, if you go to Motor City Comic Con or any of those places and they've got 50 people there, you know, and it costs $100 to get a photo and $100 to get an autograph and $30 to get in. And I paid $1,200 for a table, but everybody that comes through the door is going to see Vincent D'Onofrio or whoever it is. And they've spent $500 meeting celebrities. How much money is there really going to be left to spend on the comics that I spent money to sell? And I think it detracts from the overall experience of the show. And it's just not something that, you know, if I can have free signers and, you know, that's fine. And I would pay money to have a couple free signers, but, you know, to spend 20, 30 grand to bring, you know, somebody to the show that I've got to charge $150 for an autograph, I just think it detracts from the room.
Yeah. I mean, you already have a bunch of people and you're right. I mean, yeah, that's there's like a give and take with a lot of things you do. And that's, I mean, you know what you're doing. You've been doing it successfully, the show for a few years now. So it seems to be working, but but like you mentioned, you don't want to stay stagnant and things like that. So I imagine, I mean, you still have things in your mind that you want to, I guess, eventually, you know, have play out, right? Or
yep, make for happen. Sure. Yep, I definitely have, you know, grandiose plans that I'd like to, have come to fruition at some point here. And, you know, every month I make progress on the store towards the vision that I have for that. And, you know, each month that I have a successful show with new dealers, those are all new contacts that you make every month. Those are all people that you can talk to about, you know, hey, what would you like to see here? What do you like about this? What do you not like about this? And, you know, figure out what's working, what's not working, what maybe we can try to be better. And, you know, I like all that feedback. So
does your vision include, I know your store is located in the Lansing Mall, but so it's easy to have the show there. You have a good relationship with the mall. Does it include branching out to other locations in Michigan? It doesn't even have to be Metro Detroit. Just anywhere in the state of Michigan? Or are you,
I've thought about it. I'm from the West Side. So, I wouldn't rule anything out, but it's not in my immediate future.
I hear you. Okay. As far as the store is concerned, I mean, what products are you looking forward to are coming on? I know Wembanyama is like a huge like chase, you know, athlete right now. Anything that you're looking product as, you know, Topps, Bowman, Bronny James, I've seen everyone pulling his autograph, it seems like crazy. So what are you, Dennis, excited about? What is the store looking for? And what can customers look forward to?
Well, I pretty much buy almost anything. So the new Lorcana set that's coming out, that's always good. Every, time a new Pokemon set drops, there's, a new football product every week almost. And, with CJ Stroud blowing up and, there's a bunch of great products in whatever area of collectibles you're in, you have something to look forward to. And, I'm involved in all of that. So
you feel good about, like, I know obviously the pandemic boom was something crazy no one saw happening, and it's, leveled off a lot since then. But I mean, how do you feel about the future of the hobby and things like that? You mentioned things you're excited about. How do you feel about, just the future of the hobby in itself?
I think, as far as the current state of the market right now with, inflation being what it is and mortgage rates and rent and all of that type of stuff, I think people are a lot more selective about what they want to spend their entertainment money on. And we have to be conscious of that and provide them with a value that other people don't. And that's what's great about the show. Whether, your budget for cards went from $300 to $100, or your budget for cards is still $10,000, you can go there, you can get a bunch of stuff, you can have a great experience, meet some people that are like-minded, talk about, your favorite team and how they beat so-and-so and whatever it is. But people have less money to spend, and we have to be conscious of that and make sure that we're providing value when they do come in.
Let people know when the next show is. You said the fourth Saturday of every month generally, right? But when's the next show coming up?
November 25th.
All right. So that's coming up soon. And then do you expect with the holidays coming up that people are being selected about what they can buy and who has disposable income and things like that. But do you expect the holidays coming up a little bit of, people to spend, for, like I said, for
the gifts. November show is going to be busy.
Yeah,
for sure. 100%.
That's November 25th. Right. And if they have any questions or want to find out more information, or if things change for whatever reason, Avery Shoebox on Facebook, and he's on Instagram, you can definitely reach out to Dennis and he'll be there to answer your questions. You're there every day, right?
I am there every day but Tuesday.
There you go. Well, thanks, Dennis, for joining me, man. I appreciate it. It's a great show. Go out and see the show. There's something for everybody. It's free, which is, I know it's a long drive for people in Metro Detroit, but it's free. We can get out there, make a nice little day out of it. I go there with my brother. We enjoy it. It's a It's a great show. You can find pretty much, like I said, whatever you're looking for, whether it's sports cards or Pokemon, whatever. And if you're looking to sell, dealers are there. Dennis is there to buy as well. So, I mean, there is a lot of people that are looking for, you may not think that you have something somebody wants, but you never know. It's not, you know, it's always worth bringing around it, because dealers are always asking, hey, you got anything? I mean, they're, you know.
All the time. All the time.
Appreciate it, Dennis. And as always, keep collecting.
A warm embrace on a cold winter's night. The smell of cinnamon, flickering candles in the window, and hands, young and old, joined around the table. There's nothing like being there in person for the holidays, and Mercedes-Benz wants to get you there safely. Come in now during the Holiday Love Celebration for great offers on vehicles you'll adore, now through January 2nd. Learn more at mbusa.com/special offers. Familiar places.